B-Pod Studios.
All the takes. Pat, what do you have today, my friend?
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Patrick.
Torian Prince from the New Jersey... Well, actually, I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn. Right.
Do I even watch sports?
Where do the Marlins play? Anyway, go ahead.
I still think the Astros are an NL team.
I still think the Brewers are like an AL team. Anyway, go ahead, yeah.
He has contracted coronavirus. The Nets now have 7 members of their team not traveling to Orlando.
Amazing.
Why? What is the point?
What are we doing? Like, here's the sick part of it. Does it make me a horrible human being that I'll be watching and excited to watch all this when I know what's at stake?
They're going to look like the process Sixers.
The NHL, yeah, right. The NHL is doing the same thing, obviously. We referenced earlier Claude Giroux. Is his wife posting video of him and their son Gavin in the pool together? Like, last time we see daddy for like a couple of months. And I'm like, why are we doing this? And I get that there's a lot of money.
She did say, so daddy can go chase his dream.
Which was very nice.
Which I went, all right.
Yeah.
It's not like a gun's held to their head.
Everybody's dreams are going to Edmonton.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, my daughter walked the most she's ever walked yesterday. And she's 2 weeks or 3 weeks older than... Claude's son, Gavin?
Well, because you and Claude texted each other when you were...
Yeah.
It was sex night. Yeah. Hey, Claude, is it sex night at your house? All right, me too.
I'm not...
Fingers crossed.
This is
first
awkward.
Off, no, we didn't. Okay. Maybe we didn't. No, we didn't. All right. But, like, I can't imagine missing moments like that.
Yeah,
I can't imagine missing...
Grow up. Jamie just made it weird.
Grow up.
Sorry we love our children. Anyway.
I saw Chris Mannix tweet yesterday. Maybe the Wizards and Nets should just join up as like the 8th seed since they're both like depleted. Well, Bradley Beal also.
What, like the Steagles?
Yeah, like the Steagles. Yeah. Exactly like the Steagles.
And if we're at that point, maybe it's not, you know.
I don't know, guys. I mean, I've been wondering what Tony Roten and Henry Sims are up to. And, you know, maybe now we get our answer.
By the way, Tony Roten, he put out a fake tweet from my account talking about Sixers bringing Tony Roten back. Tony Roten liked that tweet, dude. So, just so you know what you did.
Just
you're
so
welcome.
You know what you did.
You got Tony Roten's hopes up.
You're welcome.
By the way, you know how I know about the Steagles? Because I know about history. And do you know why the Steagles happened? Because of World War II.
That's right.
You know why World War II
happened?
Because of Hitler.
It all comes back.
What else you got, Patrick?
Okay. Speaking of Orlando, Troy Daniels from the Nuggets tweeted out a picture of the food they got in Orlando, and it's on... It's not good.
I didn't see this. What did it look like?
Oh, you didn't see it?
I didn't see
my
God.
It was basically like a bag of bougie chips.
It was Maria's pita chips, which are a fine item.
Okay, those are lovely.
I said bougie chips. They weren't, they weren't like Lay's.
Yes.
And then it was some tomatoes, I think, or some fruit.
It was a fruit salad bowl.
Yeah.
A salad.
A salad.
It was basically
a pasta.
What you get on a plane.
Yeah, it looked like plane food.
It was in a styrofoam container.
Which they might have to do for cleanliness.
Yeah, that's fine. It's the food that they got, though. It's like you're a pro athlete with you work for a billion-dollar company, and you're getting food that Prison Mike was eating.
I put out a tweet being like, come on, this is a joke by the NBA. And a lot of people are taking it as me bitching and crying for millionaires, as they say.
Right. Well, you do that often.
But, yeah. Apparently, it's only going to be their meals. I guess the chefs or cooks are going through a quarantine period.
Okay.
So for the first 48 hours when players arrive, apparently they're going to get these basically like plain food.
Steven Star restaurant.
Before the real meals start. Because what you saw was not going to be sustainable for 3 months.
Yeah, I watched that fire documentary on Netflix.
The fire fest.
Basically, it was a fire fest sandwich.
Yeah, it really was. And by the way, the Hulu one is much better.
Is it?
Yeah, because...
I'm not watching, too.
Well, the Netflix one was done by the production company that hyped up Fire Festival, so it's kind of biased.
Oh,
where
really?
Hulu was done by a complete... And you do get different
stories. That was bias?
Yeah, I swear.
That guy was about to do the hibbity-dibbity with that other guy that was, like, for water.
No, that was a good takeaway from it, but I'm saying, like, if you watch both of them, you will get...
Okay.
It's like a Venn diagram. You'll get a little bit in the middle, but you'll also get two conflicting stories.
All right. Basically, it's a ham sandwich ruined a whole festival. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Basically, there was a guy that was willing to do a lot of stuff for some water, and I respect the hell of it. That's a foxhole man right there. Former Baylor wide receiver, current Jet Denzel Mims continues to make an enemy out of Philly, as he said during a Twitch stream. Can't even read. Quote, Philly is a dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
Yeah.
And he went to New York. I want to remind people of that.
Yeah,
he went to the home of the pizza rat.
You know who loves DeSean Jackson? Denzel Mims.
Really?
If Denzel Mims says this and DeSean doesn't say what he said, we're like ripping Denzel Mims. And here's the thing. Let me just say for the record, I'd rather have Jalen Reagor and Denzel Mims than Julian or Jalen Hurts at number 53.
Yeah, he'll come around.
Yeah.
I still rather have that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, Jim Kelly didn't ever like going to Buffalo. Who did, right?
Nobody.
But then he went there.
Well, I hope Mims stubs his toe every morning he wakes up.
Yeah, I kind of respect this.
I will wish stubbing his toe upon him. Yeah. That's fair.
Maybe even crack a nail. I don't know.
But here's the thing. You rip my city. First off, when you say that the city's dirty, any great city's dirty. Like, name one great... Okay, San Diego. But other than that...
Shreveport.
Yes, we have a lot of people here. Not everyone's cleanly.
Been to New York?
But trash-ass city is what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go to Albuquerque,
but... We don't smell like urine as much as New York does. Like, every city has that passing, fleeting smell of, someone definitely peed in proximity of me.
I don't know, man. If you ever go through the Market East Station, it's not pleasant.
No, that is definitely a smell.
There is urine there. I kind of respect Denzel for this a little bit.
What? No, hear me out on this.
Hear me out. Not trying to be contrarian.
This is a bad take. Go ahead.
Okay, not my first then. I like the fact he's doubling down on this because so many athletes go, I don't care where I get drafted. I just want to go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And then they get drafted by whoever, right? They'll get drafted by Cleveland. They're like, oh, this is a dream come true. I always wanted to go to Cleveland. You know, they're lying.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that he's sticking to his guns about this and being like, I don't like Philly. I don't have anything to do with Philly. I'm glad I didn't go there. I kind of respect that.
I don't.
Well, yeah, but if this was, Houston, you might respect
it. Let me just ask Bob Cooney, lifelong journalist. Did you ever think for a second that guys would be making news while playing video games? Did you ever think?
That's why he got out of the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Journalism is so crazy.
I was getting tired of interviewing guys while they were playing games.
Good point.
Yeah.
Patrick?
Former Philly Jake Diekman, who is now pitching with the Oakland A's, is questioning MLB's chances of having a season after MLB has had problems actually getting coronavirus test results back in a timely manner. Imagine that.
Again, what the hell are we doing?
And this happened with the Phillies, with outfielder Adam Haseley, who...
Yeah.
That's why he was missing from camp. They couldn't get his test results back.
He couldn't find a test.
So Diekman said in an interview, basically, that he knew he was going to get crap for speaking out, but it's ridiculous. They had an issue. I think the Angels had an issue. Are they actually going to be able to have, I'll put the over-unders as a month. Are they going to have more than a month of baseball? Because they'll start.
I'm going to say yes, they're going to have more than a month of baseball. It hasn't started off well, though. And as we've been teasing the Scott Kingery news, I don't know if you have that in any of your takes as well, but it's absolutely insane. To think about Major League Baseball having trouble getting tests, testers, and then test results, and it's Major League Baseball, and they're blaming it on a holiday weekend? How serious are you taking this?
Full teams had to cancel workouts because their results didn't come back. Think of that.
This is so dumb.
Game today, 12 o'clock.
Sorry.
We didn't get the test results
I had to go to the fireworks show.
Canceled. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
My bad.
I was on the grill all weekend.
I was making hot dogs and s'mores.
Exactly. My brother-in-law doing the smoker and all that. Pat, what else you got?
And then the Ryder Cup. This one's kind of for Jamie, but you guys like golf as well. The Ryder Cup is postponed until 2021. So they're not even backing up. They're taking a full year off.
What is my guy DeChambeau? I heard he's got issues.
He's got...
what's his deal?
Brooks Koepka put out a...
Why?
A little tweet yesterday.
Was he chubby shaming? What is he doing?
Not chubby shaming.
No, he put a Kenny Powers steroid allegations gift out online because DeChambeau has put on 40 pounds of muscle.
40 pounds?
40 pounds. And had a little bit of a roid rage incident, if you want to call it that,
with
a cameraman.
Yeah.
So Brooks, who was self-quarantined because his caddy tested positive, I think was watching that on TV and didn't like the way it looked.
Oh. He's not liked around the PGA Tour.
He's a
douche. Yeah,
he's a douche.
He came along with this, I'm going to make all my clubs the same size. Like, I know what I'm doing more than everybody else.
Yeah.
And that was really frowned upon. And now he's changing his body and gained 40 pounds in less than a year.
I mean, that seems natural.
If you look at the before and after pictures, it is amazing.
Oh, yeah. But he wears Puma, so therefore he can do no wrong. Thank you very much.
And I had a bad take earlier, huh? And then finally...
No, I did watch him over the weekend, and I was just like, goo?
Yeah, the sport needs a villain, so it's good.
That's actually the one thing in all seriousness, I actually like that part of it.
Yeah, so I like that he's playing his role.
You need a bad boy golfer.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
The bad boy of golf.
Yeah, that's...
Jesus, 2020 really is a disaster.
It's kind of rude sometimes. All right, yeah, go ahead.
And then finally, today is the 10-year anniversary of a PR nightmare, the decision.
Today's the anniversary?
LeBron James taking his talent to South... No, the other day was Durant going to Golden State. Today is the anniversary.
Today's the anniversary.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach in one of the biggest PR blunders.
But he raised money for Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, me and him have that in common. You know?
Oh, that's good.
Because I donate.
You took your talents to donating to...
No, I have the world-famous Egan Down Foundation, where every time I fall in a hockey game, I donate a quarter, and then I add them up during the season,
you.
And I send, like, $7.25
you.
To the Boys and Girls Club of Buffalo.
They...
What the hell?
Yeah, because, I was thinking about where I was going to donate, and I thought, all right, Buffalo, what do they have going for them?
All right.
All their teams are terrible, and it's miserable weather.
Bills are going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, that's I've been hearing that for 20 years, Bob. Just pipe down.
Who do you talk to the Bills about for 20 years?
Pipe down.
Oh, I have connections in Buffalo, the Boys and Girls Club, because I keep donating.
That's a good point, actually.
That Rob Johnson's really going to break out this year. You look.
Pat Egan, thank you so much.
All right, goodbye.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, goodbye.
Getting in all the takes as you present the stories, my friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.